Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Matthew McConaughey this morning.
Matthew. He spent the early 2000s making a lot of romantic comedies. I'd forgotten about a lot of these. I remembered The Wedding Planner and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, I love that movie.
I know. So good. Failure to Launch, Fool's Gold.
Ghosts. Almost all of these are with Kate Hudson, aren't they?
I know. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. And she just did a podcast with Gwyneth Paltrow and went on her Goop podcast. And they were talking about the leading men that they've kissed. And, you know, Kate had to go and tell a story about the scene in Fool's Gold. I think it was at the end when they're both in the ocean and she's making out with Matthew McConaughey. And she's like, he comes up out of the water with all this snot on his face. And I had to make out with Matthew with snot on his face.
But it was Matthew McConaughey's.
Yeah.
No. Water snot.
Worst things could happen to you, Kate Hudson.
This is true.
Lock it up.
This is true.
But then when you're Kate Hudson.
Yeah, exactly.
You can afford to be a little choosy.
Absolutely.
So true. Yeah. So in 2010, he decided he wanted to change course so badly that he turned down $14.5 million to do another rom-com. He's got a new memoir out called Green Lights, and he said the romantic comedies remained my only consistent box office hits, which made them my only consistent incoming offers. He said, I enjoyed them. I'd taken the baton from Hugh Grant, and I ran with it. But when the time came to move on, he didn't look back. He said, I declined a $14.5 million offer. If I couldn't do what I wanted, I wasn't going to do what I didn't, no matter the price.
Mm.
He did not say what that movie was.
No.
But, he reveals a lot of more serious things in this memoir of his. Apparently, he revealed that he was blackmailed into losing his virginity when he was 15. Unclear what happened. He did not elaborate on that. Another story he did not elaborate on. But he did say that when he was 18, he was molested by a man while unconscious in the back of a van.
Dang.
He did say, though, that he never felt like a victim. So I bet he's got a lot of really inspirational stories in that book. Just knowing Matthew and the kind of stuff that he likes to put out there into the world.
He has, if you follow him on Instagram, he has been talking about it quite a bit on there. He does some videos. He's been talking about the release as well as he has sent it to a lot of other celebrities. And they've been kind of doing videos and sharing their thoughts on the book.
Yeah.
So if you like him and you should follow him is all my point.
For the first time in more than 50 years, Charlie Brown's holiday specials will not be broadcast on network TV. From now on, iconic shows like It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can only be seen on Apple TV Plus.
Nothing like teaching kids the true meaning of the holidays by forcing them to cough up money to watch a 54-year-old cartoon. Even worse, they told Charlie Brown it was going to be on TV and then pulled it away at the last second.
In honor of its 50th anniversary earlier this month, a British supermarket chain launched a chicken nugget into space. And even after passing through Earth's atmosphere, it was still frozen on the inside.
6:38, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got some fog out there and could be thick in a few spots, especially closer you get to the river. Sunshine later, we'll see a high around 80. It's 58 now at Cincinnati's Q102.
Yeah, Jared Leto played the Joker in Suicide Squad. And people thought he was really, really good in that role. And they were just kind of like, well, why isn't he doing it anymore?
Wasn't he like unrecognizable at times? I've never seen it, but I remember reading that about the situation. They were like, if you didn't know it was him, you would never know.
Right. No, definitely. Well, it's so confusing. I'm trying to simplify it. Okay. So director Jack Snyder was set to do the new Justice League, and Snyder had to leave the film due to the death of his daughter, and he was replaced by Joss Whedon. And he's shooting new footage in order to remake the movie into what he originally intended. It's going to air on HBO Max, but Leto wasn't even in the original version of Justice League, but he has now been called in to play the Joker in some new scenes. He played the Joker in Suicide Squad, which was tied to Justice League thanks to an appearance by Ben Affleck's Batman. But it looked like he was done with the role and people were upset about that because they thought he was so good in it. Mm. So he is coming back. So I think there will be people that will be excited about that.
Mm. All right. That should be pretty cool, right?
I think so. I think so. I like that Ben Affleck is coming back as Batman one more time in that movie. So that'll be kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we found out he was doing it? We were like, oh, this is not going to be good.
What, Ben Affleck is Batman?
Right.
He did okay.
He did okay.
Yeah.
Is Robert Pattinson back filming the Batman movie, too? So that's happening and moving forward after he had his COVID scare and everything?
Hmm. Well, in other E! News this morning, Rudy Giuliani has some explaining to do after news broke that he may have been caught in a compromising position in the upcoming Borat sequel. So here's what went down. Rudy Giuliani agreed to be interviewed in a hotel room by what he thought was a conservative news outlet. But the interviewer was really the actress who was portraying Borat's daughter in the film. So after the interview, she suggests they go into the bedroom for a drink. She removes Rudy's microphone. And, you know, those lapel microphones, you know, and they kind of like run up your shirt. Right. The wire kind of runs up your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And after she removes Rudy's microphone, Rudy lays back on the bed and puts his hand down his pants. At that point, Borat bursts into the room in lingerie and yells, "She's 15. She's too old for you." Now, this scene, you might recall, was filmed back in July because after it happened, Rudy Giuliani called the police. Now, he is in damage control mode right now. He's talking about this because the movie is about to come out. In fact, it hits Amazon tomorrow, so you'll be able to see this and judge for yourself. But in the radio interview, he says that he was not reaching into his pants to do whatever. He was simply tucking his shirt back in because it came out when the microphone was taken off.
I went to an interview, seemed like a legitimate interview. I did the interview with a young woman who was new to interviewing, and I was being kind to her. And then I had to leave, and I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. And I had to take off the electronic equipment. And when the electronic equipment came off, some of it was in the back, and my shirt came a little out. I leaned back, and I tucked my shirt in. And at that point, when I get up, she says something about, "Do I want a massage?" I realize now that this is a setup, and I call my security guy, Brian, who's right outside. I said, "Brian, come in here." And then all of a sudden, crazy Sacha Baron Cohen runs in with a cape on, and he's yelling and screaming all kinds of stupid stuff. Very calmly say, "Brian, call the police." Wow. Police come. Sacha Baron Cohen is running away, I think with his underwear on and a cape on his back. So now, if I was doing anything wrong, I would not call the police. And if he was doing anything right, he wouldn't have run away.
He makes a good point.
He makes a really good, and granted he's a lawyer, but it's still, he makes a really good point.
Right. And I mean, for anyone who's worn those microphones, you know, your shirt does. Yeah.
There's no way to get the, because the wire runs up your shirt.
Mm-hmm. It is plausible.
Yeah.
But I do want to see this for myself. He also tweeted, "At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he's a stone-cold liar." The movie hits Amazon tomorrow, so we'll all be able to judge for ourselves. I know. These movies are... The last one he made $262 million at the box office.
Really?
Yeah, and these cost next to nothing to make.
Is that when he was interviewed? Was that the One America one? Where he interviewed the politicians and...
Right.
Yeah. Well, Ozzy Osbourne had a really rough 2019 and 2018 and 2017. It included a serious fall, neck surgery, and an infection in his hand and hospitalization for the flu. So a lot of that.
Eesh.
And he claims none of it was a coincidence. He blames it all on a haunted doll.
What?
Back in 2017, he and his son Jack went to the Robert the Doll in Key West, Florida, as part of their series, Ozzy and Jack's World Tour. Mm. If you're not properly respectful when you meet Robert, you can end up cursed.
Oh, wow.
During their visit, Ozzy farted. He and Jack did not apologize, but apparently Robert, or they did apologize, but Robert, it wasn't enough. On the first episode of the family's new show, the Osbournes want to believe Jack gives Ozzy a replica of Robert and Ozzy wants nothing to do with it. He thinks, you think it's a bleeping joke. Just look at what has gone on with me. You think it's a joke. No, you shouldn't have bleeped around with him. All along, when we first went to that place, the guy told us that people would buy them and send them back because things would go wrong in their life.
Oh, wow. That's creepy.
Now, Robert the doll is an allegedly haunted doll exhibited at the East Martella Museum in Key West. And I don't know, I guess it was once owned by this famous painter and author named Robert Eugene Otto.
Why would you go to a haunted museum?
He eats bets.
I just put this up yesterday on our Q102 Facebook page Jeff and Jen Facebook page, not about Robert the doll, but there's this bar in St. Augustine, Florida called Scarlet O'Hara's, I think, or something like that. And people go there on purpose because it's haunted by the former owner. And this former owner will make drinks move when he has locked new employees in the bathroom and they can't get out. And evidently it's like worse when you go upstairs. And this particular ghost does not enjoy hearing any kind of negative language or profanity. And if you do that, you've been known to get your drink knocked over. It's super interesting. You should read it. But I thought to myself, Jen, because I put up there, I was like, has anyone been here or would you go?
Right.
Because I kind of feel like I'm very inquisitive to go, but I'm afraid.
Nope. No, thanks.
Yeah, I'm on this website, ghostsandgravestones.com, and there's like a whole story behind this. It goes through the beginning and the mystery behind it, the debate as to whether or not the doll is really possessed, and it's pretty interesting.
How do you get it to not unhaunt you of your Ozzy? Do you just, like, go back and
I imagine you're going to have to bring somebody in that can
cleanse it.
Yep.
Or go back and be like, Robert, my bad.
He's going to something. Yeah. Amends need to be made.
Ooh, I like that kind of stuff.
See, you like to be scared.
I do. But like, I think I would want to go to that place or see that doll. But just like yesterday, we were looking at that creepy mansion in Wyoming. And I'm like,
creepy. It's really cool.
Yeah, but it's got all the feels of haunted. I'm telling you right now. All the feels. Just looking at the real estate.
Might want to keep it general.
Just looking at the pictures made me be like, ah.
Yeah.
Every house needs a pipe organ, okay?
I know.
I said when you walk in the door, the floor goes.
I love
it. And then the organ goes.
Seriously, if I had $1.4 million laying around where I could drop on a house like that.
You would live there?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Tim's nodding his head.
That's cool.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.